Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
2020, finally history. The pandemic rolls into 2021.
It's just utter chaos.
Pharmacist arrested for destroying vaccine.
Really not able to make any judgments on motive at this time.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. 2020 is finally in the history books, and most people won't miss it. Correspondent Steve Futterman was up to watch the first COVID-era ball drop.
The new year began as it usually does in Times Square. It may have sounded normal, but something was missing. The hundreds of thousands of people that normally show up.
To see it as like a ghost town is definitely odd.
This man in New Orleans was glad to see the year end.
Goodbye, 2020. Nobody liked you anyways.
And so was this woman in San Francisco.
I think we'd like to say goodbye to not being able to see family and friends.
And here in L.A. overnight, police were on patrol on the lookout for large New Year's parties.
Fireworks went off near but not over the Las Vegas Strip to discourage people from crowding the streets. Tens of thousands ignored Governor Sisolak's plea and jammed in anyway. President-elect Biden has encouraging words as the pandemic ramps up into 2021.
We're going to get through this. Brighter days are coming.
But they're not here yet. There were another 3,700 deaths in the U.S. yesterday, bringing the pandemic total to 345,000. In Los Angeles, one of every five COVID tests is coming back positive. Charlotte Guevara is a nurse at Cedars-Sinai.
We are admitting patients faster than we discharge them. In this battle, we are so outnumbered.
Correspondent Carter Evans.
Hospitalizations are on track to double in January.
How can LA hospitals handle twice as many patients?
The simple answer is we can't.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti put it in blunt terms.
People will die in the hallways of our hospitals. Our behavior will dictate whether people live or die as much as any actions a hospital takes.
Police in Wisconsin have made an arrest after about 570 doses of Moderna vaccine were taken out of a hospital refrigerator and left out overnight. WDJT-TV's Brendan Cullerton.
The former pharmacist now faces three different felony charges. Police say he knew those who took the sabotaged vaccine would believe they were protected from the virus, when in reality, they were not.
The president skipped his annual New Year's party at Mar-a-Lago and returned to Washington. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
President Trump ignored questions as he returned to the White House. Minutes later, he posted a video on Twitter touting Operation Warp Speed.
They'll be talking about this great, great thing that we did with the vaccines.
But the president did not address how slow the rollout is. Fewer than 3 million Americans have received a shot.
Mr. Trump could get hit with the first congressional override of his presidency. As early as today, the Senate is expected to take up his rejection of the National Defense Authorization Act to fund the military and rename bases that honor Confederate military leaders. Vice President Pence has asked a federal judge to reject a lawsuit by a group of Republicans who want to give him the power to overturn Joe Biden's electoral vote victory. Georgia Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are hoping to translate President Trump's support into runoff victories next week.
Overtime's happening here in Georgia for the entire country. We have to hold the line here against socialism.
Senator Perdue is campaigning virtually. He's in quarantine after he was exposed to COVID-19. Either lawmaker needs to win for Republicans to retain control of the Senate. And overseas, Brits are European no more.
4.5 years after this news bulletin,
the British people have spoken and the answer is we're out.
Brexit is finally upon us. A one-year transition period ended last night. Britain is now free of the last of the rights and obligations that came with EU membership. The UK has regained control of its immigration policy and its laws, but its people have lost the automatic right to live, learn, travel, and trade in 27 European countries. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Police in Minneapolis have released body cam video of the city's first fatal police shooting since George Floyd's death in May. Mayor Jacob Frey says the city is trying to be as transparent as possible.
I'm hopeful the commitments to get this body camera footage out within 24 hours fills at least part of that ideal and will elevate this truth and honesty amid what is undoubtedly a tragedy.
The footage shows officers blocking a driver from leaving the parking lot of a gas station, then ordering him to put his hands up as he raises something to his car window. A series of gunshots follows. The medical examiner's office says 23-year-old Dalal Id, who's black, died of multiple gunshot wounds. The police chief says officers were conducting a weapons investigation and found a gun at the scene. Hotel surveillance footage provides insight into an incident in New York City involving a white woman who accused a black teenager of stealing her cell phone. CBS's Jamie Yukas.
The newly released video shows the woman tackling 14-year-old Keon Harold Jr. in the hotel lobby.
You
see two black people?
No, I'm not letting him walk away with my phone.
But that day after Christmas accusation was false. She actually left it in an Uber. The driver returned it a short time later.
Police say they have identified the woman and they're asking the public for help locating her. The minimum wage goes up today in at least 20 states. In about half, it'll reach $15 an hour. CBS's Andrew Manning takes a closer look.
More than 3 dozen localities will be raising wages.
A hard fight for some small change.
These raises are the result of years of advocacy.
But Yannette Lathrop with the National Employment Law Project says workers still face opposition at the state level to increased minimum wages.
20 states stuck at $7.25.
For those that say they can't afford greater pay,
a lot of workers are not able to put the money away. They tend to spend it in their local communities, and that improves profitability of local businesses.
Andrew Manning, CBS News.
Say what you want about 2020, but it was a page-turner. NPD BookScan reports print sales were up almost 8% over the year before. One distributor says his online sales nearly quadrupled. The biggest hits, former President Obama's new memoir, Glennon Doyle's Untamed, and The Very Hungry Caterpillar. The last McGuire sister is gone. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has her story.
Dorothy Christine and Phyllis McGuire were known for songs like
Sugar in the Morning, Sugar in the Evening.
Phyllis, the lead singer and youngest of the trio, has died at her home in Las Vegas. She was 89. The McGuire sisters began singing together as children at their mother's Ohio church. They rose to popularity during World War II and were known for their identical outfits and hairdos. They earned 6 gold records for hits including 1954's
Sincerely.
They performed for 5 presidents and Queen Elizabeth II before calling it quits in 1968.
In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison wants to change the national anthem by one word from We Are Young and Free to One and Free to recognize the country's indigenous history. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, January 1st, 2021. Produced by Mara Rubin and Matt Cherry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting May 1st.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.